Hey, hey, you are listening to the Flip Empire Show with Alex Pardo, episode 120.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Prepare to dive into the minds of real estate's heavy hitters and gain the cutting-edge expertise you need to scale and grow your real estate empire. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
What's up? What's up? I got another masterclass for you with yours truly, another solo round. I know last week I said that I was going to get back to having guest experts on the call here, and so or on the podcast, I should say. So it's me once again. I'm grateful for the feedback I've been getting. I'm guessing more people are enjoying just these solo rounds than I would have imagined. If you prefer the guest expert, not to worry. I have some awesome guests lined up for like the next month. Really, really looking forward to the next three or four interviews I have lined up with some heavy hitters. Some people that not only are going to come on here and deliver some amazing content that I know can have a huge impact on your business, but also some really, really cool services that can just help take your business to the next level. I never want to say that a tool or a service is going to put you over the top, because that comes from you and from your team. That's more of an internal thing, right? But I'd be lying if I told you that there wasn't certain tools, products, and services that really, really made life so much easier and helped the overall business. So got some really, really cool guests on the line or guests coming up here on the podcast. And so I'm excited about that. But for today, guys, I wanted to do another solo round and talk to you about my team just got back from John Martinez's sales bootcamp, and they are on fire. I talked a couple of weeks ago how, I was debating if I wanted to invest in them and send them out there because, it wasn't cheap. And I am so glad I did. They're not only have they come back with like this renewed energy, but just by talking to them, I can tell they're just so much sharper, and it's going to have, our bottom line is going to benefit. Like I have no doubt about it. And so one of the things I wanted to talk to you about is I was kind of, discussing with both of them, what they got out of it, who they connected with, what they learned and what areas they feel improved on. We just started talking about so many things. One of the things that came up that I want to share with you on today's podcast, because it's contrary to what a lot of gurus and thought leaders and speakers train on, right? And so, and that's not to say what they're saying is wrong, and I'm gonna dive into it here in a second. But I really think that the more and more that we test this and the more we take this particular approach, the better results we have. So, there's a lot of people out there that teach send offers on a daily basis. Matter of fact, I think, if you rewind maybe 6, 7, 8 months ago, I probably did an episode, or maybe towards the beginning of the podcast at some point last year, I talked about how, you want to send a minimum of 5 offers a day. And that's because at that time, that's exactly what we were doing. We were pounding offers to sellers. So every time we'd connect with the seller, if there wasn't motivation, if we did not set up an appointment to go meet with them and get the deal, we would send an offer. And the truth of the matter is that, yeah, we picked up a few deals that way, but it wasn't consistent at all. And we could never really track. Yeah, we knew that if we sent out X amount of offers, on average, we would get a deal, but we would have to send out so many offers. And what I didn't realize at the time was that effectively we were just killing our follow-up system, right? Because think about this, when you send a seller an offer, usually it's a lowball offer, right? They know where you stand. So when you follow up with them, there's probably no reason for them to take the call or respond to you because they know exactly where you stand. And I got to give John Martinez all the credit in the world for this, because I remember, I don't know, maybe 7, 8 months ago at this point when we started working with him, and he basically told us, he says, don't send offers, to the non-motivated sellers. And I was like, wait, what? Like, what do you mean don't send offers? How are we going to do deals if we don't send offers, right? And then he talked about, we got into like a long conversation about how, yeah, effectively you are just killing your follow-up system. And then I started thinking about it, And, you know, putting myself in the seller's shoes, like, you know, if I'm looking for, let's say, $150,000, $200,000 for my house, and I get an offer at 80 grand, and that person calls me, like, yeah, I have no incentive to want to communicate with that person because I know exactly where they stand. In my head, even if they go up a little bit, I'm nowhere near where I want to be. And so, you know, months ago, we made that shift and we stopped sending offers to the non-motivated people. And now the way we approach it, which is what I highly recommend you guys do, is when you communicate, when you or somebody in your team, an acquisitions manager, a virtual assistant, whoever you might have on the phone with the sellers, try to put less emphasis and less stock on the price that they're looking for and try to focus more and pay more attention to the reason they're selling. What's the motivation? Now, one thing that I just want to kind of tell you here really quick is that oftentimes what they tell you the reason they want to sell is usually not the reason. So let that sink in for a second, and I'm going to repeat it here. Oftentimes, the initial thing or the initial reason they tell you they are interested in selling is not the actual reason they're looking to sell. So you want to use, you know, what's called a diagnostic drill. And a diagnostic drill is essentially a series of three categories. It's problem questions, impact questions, and picture perfect questions, right? So let me give you an example of each. You're talking to a seller and they tell you, you know, the house has been, you know, you ask why they're interested in selling. And let's just say that the surface level answer they give you is the house is vacant, right? So a problem question could be, well, do me a favor, Mr. Seller, you know, tell me a little bit more about that. How long has that been going on, right? Or how long has the property been vacant? Okay, so now what you're doing is you're drilling down into, you know, the core of the potential issue. You still don't know if that's the real reason they want to sell. Now, sometimes you might actually get a seller that they tell you right off the bat why they need to sell. And that is in fact the answer. So I don't want to sit here and tell you that every single time you talk to a seller, the initial surface level answer they give you is not the real reason. Sometimes it is, but that's why you want to use this diagnostic drill. So that's an example of a problem question. Next, an impact question is something to the effect of, well, let me ask you, what kind of stress or strain has that caused on you and your family? Or, you know, how has this impacted, you know, you? Let's say it's health problems, right? You can ask, well, you know, oh, man, I'm really sorry to hear that. What has that done for you? Like, what kind of issues has that caused as a result of this? And I'm kind of shooting from the hip here, but just want to give you an example of an impact question, right? And what you're doing is you're really drilling down. That's why it's called a diagnostic drill. You're drilling down into the pain. And it's critical that you use this when you communicate with sellers, not only on the phone, but when you're meeting with them in person. And then a picture perfect question is you're basically, you're future pacing them. You're putting them into the future. Well, Mr. Seller, what's it going to feel like when you finally don't have to deal with this vacant property and you get it sold and you have money in your pocket? That's an example of a picture perfect question. That's like the picture perfect scenario for them. And that's just an example. Of course, you have to, I'm not giving you much context here by just saying the house is vacant. But what I'm trying to really convey here to you is, number one, really question if you're getting results just by sending offers on a daily or weekly basis to the non-motivated sellers. I'm guessing, and I'd love to hear your results. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but if you're sending offers, look back at the last 50, 100 offers you've sent to non-motivated sellers and how many of those have actually come back and turned into a deal. If you're getting good results, I'd love to hear, you know, what you're doing. Because what I found is that when I look back and we took inventory of all the different offers we were sending on a daily, weekly basis to these non-motivated sellers, very few of them were actually coming back as deals. And then I noticed that when I would look at the leads in Podio and I looked at how often our team was following up, it was like a one-way communication. Like, we would call and leave a message. We would send a text message, no response back. We'd send an email. Very rarely would we get replies back. And if we did, they were basically telling us to go kick rocks and fly a kite, right? And so I think John was 100% right, is that we were shooting ourselves in the foot with our follow-up system. Now, again, I know there's a lot of people out there that teach sending offers. And so maybe it's market specific, right? But if you're a wholesaler and you're looking to pick up deeply discounted properties, my experience, especially testing this over the last 5-6 months, is that you're doing yourself a disservice by sending offers. I'd rather you keep those people in your follow-up system. And then here's kind of part two. I talked about the diagnostic drill is, and I touched on not really relying on price and emphasizing the price so much, because let's say a house is worth $150,000. They tell you they want $150,000, but they also tell you that they live out of state, you know, family member passed away, they just inherited the property, and so they jumped on Zillow and they saw that they think it's worth $150,000. I would rather you continue the communication with that person or meet with them if possible, if they're going to be in town, because the price is the one thing that can swing from one extreme to the other. You know, people will drop on price 10, 20, 30, sometimes 50 or more grand with one or two questions. And I've seen it happen all the time. So if there's motivation, if there's distress in any way, shape or form, I would rather you get in front of that person or try to negotiate it on the phone versus just sending them a lowball offer with no reason. At least if you're going to send a lowball offer, make sure that you're giving them a heads up, you're price anchoring them low, and you're explaining your offer, right? So that they don't just open their email or get something in the mail and they're asking $150,000 and they see a $75,000 offer, you know, for half off. That chances are that person's not going to take kindly to that offer. And again, I think you're really killing your long-term follow-up there. So anyways, that's what I wanted to share with you here is that was really hit home with my acquisitions managers at the bootcamp because a lot of people, it's counterintuitive. You know, there's so many people out there teaching send offers, and this is a counterintuitive approach. And I think you'll find that if you go back and you look at your numbers and your metrics, you know, by all means, if you're getting results from sending offers, you know, to the non-distressed sellers, if you're getting your offers accepted, I should say, keep doing it, you know. But I'd be curious to hear if you are getting those results, because in our case, we weren't. Like, yeah, well, again, we picked up some deals, but it wasn't very consistent and it was just kind of more random, right? And now we're getting in, we're setting up more appointments, we're getting in front of more sellers, and we're putting ourselves in a better position to build that relationship with the seller, build that rapport, and take them through the certain process to get them to get on our page as far as where we need to buy this house. And look, we don't bat 1,000%. You know, we're not walking out of every appointment with a contract, but this is significantly better than the way we were doing it before. So, hey, I'd love to hear your thoughts. And just kind of a teaser, next week's masterclass, I have a lady coming on that we're going to talk about a specific niche within real estate and wholesaling, a specific type of deal that you guys need to be getting. And if you're not getting it, you know, she has an awesome service that it's completely done for you. And I mean, she's working with some heavy hitters in the industry, you know, people that are mailing 50,000 plus mailers a month. And by no means do you need to be at that level, you know, to work with her. And it's something that I'm excited to have her on. And again, we're just going to, like, she's going to mention what the service is, but this is going to be all content. We're going to be talking about, because she works with so many investors, they're constantly split testing. And so we're going to get into what's working when it comes to direct mail, what she's seeing, like what's not working. I mean, so, if you're mailing or if you're thinking of mailing, which you should be, I think you're really, really going to get a lot out of this episode that's coming up on the next masterclass. So, hey, listen, I would love for you, again, if you could rate the show on iTunes, give me your honest feedback. I'd love to hear from you, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent. Tag me on social media. Let me know if you have any questions. If you're not a part of the Flip Empire Facebook community, definitely go on there. If you go to flipempire.com/Facebook. You can go ahead and request to be added to the group. We're starting to get some pretty good interaction in there. And yeah, if I can help you in any way, let me know. You know, you always can reach out to me, ask me questions, and I'll feature those questions on the show, or I'll get back to you, you know, through email or otherwise. Anyway, really, really appreciate you listening. Podcast continues to grow and that's because of you. So I thank you, and make sure to tune in for this upcoming Q&A on Thursday, okay? I'll talk to you soon. Have an awesome, awesome day. Go make it happen.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.